For the first time in a decade, the Czech Republic's population declined last year. Newly released official figures show that a total of 10,512,400 people lived in the country in 2013, some 3,700 fewer than in the previous year. The slight decline has been attributed to fewer births, but also a fall in fresh immigrants and a rise in the number of people leaving the country. I discussed these statistics with demographer Tomáš Kučera from Prague's Charles University.
I would say that partially it's a trend of population development. It means a decreasing number of live births and increasing number of deaths in our population. What is surprising is the balance of migration. The net migration for the first time after a long time, more than 10 years, is in so-called red numbers. It means it's negative. Yeah, and this is even for us quite a big surprise. And the explanation for that, I don't know. It's probably a mirror picture of our economy, especially because if you look on the detailed data, who is leaving the country, there are namely people from Ukraine, Vietnam, Moldova. It means people who are long-term residents, but not permanent residents, people coming to work to the Czech Republic.
But it's also Czechs. It seems that about 1,300 Czech citizens left the country last year and settled elsewhere. Do you expect that this is something that we'll be seeing in the years to come in even higher numbers?
I think that it was here always. It was not only so highlighted because we had a overall migration, a net migration positive, and it was not so highlighted. I think that the country was in principle losing. It means more Czechs during past decade by leaving the country than arriving back to the country.
Well, the main reason, however, behind the slight drop in Czech population is, of course, the fact that fewer children were born last year. Why do you think that is?
I think the main reason of this decline is decline of the number of potential mothers. You have to imagine that these numerous generations being born in 1970s and 1980s, they are leaving the scene. Especially the 1970s, these very numerous generations from so-called Husák's children. This is the term I don't like, but it's generally adapted term. And they are leaving these, I would say, reproductive market. And they are replaced by much less numerous generations of women born during 1990s. It means we have less potential mothers. Fertility is more or less the same, with some tendency, with some, maybe for some moderate growth, but the decrease of the number of potential mothers is and will be in the future much more visible than the increase of fertility, probably. As a result, we expect substantially lower numbers of live births in future years.